Starting on April 16th, Wisconsin utility companies will be allowed to shut off power and natural gas services to customers with outstanding bills. It's a tough time of year for households struggling to keep up with heating costs, which have been notably higher this year. Xcel Energy, which serves more than 200,000 households, says this year's natural gas bills were around 25% higher than last winter. Pat Boland is Xcel's manager of customer assistance programs. He says every year, some customers stop paying their utilities entirely during the heating moratorium, but this year, they're getting farther behind.
The arrears or the amount of dollars are about 15% higher than what they were last year at this time, but thankfully, the number of customers that are significantly past due on their bill is about flat.
Though the heating moratorium expires next week, the state's low-income home energy assistance program is still accepting applications. Department of Administration spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says there's still a month before the program ends this spring.
They can still get financial assistance through the Home Energy Plus program until May 15th, so it goes actually a little bit longer than the heating moratorium. And we expect that will probably help more than 215,000 households across the state.
While the number of people getting heating assistance is likely to be higher than last year, the amount of money going out is less. That's because federal heating assistance funding for Wisconsin is down about $10 million this year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.